Melbourne man concealed links with Beijing-linked organization, court told. A Melbourne-based Asian community leader has been accused of concealing his links with an organization controlled by Beijing's chief overseas influence body, a court has been told. On December 7, the prosecution argued that 68-year-old Duong Di San, also known as Sunny Duong, had lied to police when he was questioned about his involvement with the China Council for the Promotion of Peaceful National Reunification. This organization is controlled by the Chinese Communist Party's United Front Work Department. Mr. Duong, who appeared before the Victorian County Court on December 7, is the first person being tried under Australia's 2018 foreign interference laws. The prosecution alleges that he was preparing for an act of foreign interference by trying to influence Mr. Tudge, a Liberal frontbencher in the Morrison government. During the trial, the prosecution said that when police asked Mr. Duong if he had any involvement with the Beijing-linked organization, he denied the connection. "I never do anything with that. I never organize fundraising, meeting or seminar for that," Mr. Duong told police. "I only concentrate on my community." But when police played a tape recording of a conversation between Mr. Duong and an associate, he changed his answer. During the trial, the jury was asked to revisit phone call transcriptions, WeChat messages, and police interviews in the context of the donation Mr. Duong gave to Mr. Tudge. "Many years in Victoria," he told WE. "It's not a secret. Have nothing to do with China," Mr. Duong said in a recording. Line of questioning broad enough to provide clear answer, prosecution. Crown Prosecutor Patrick Doyle SC said the questions asked by police were broad enough for Mr. Duong to provide to clear answer. "Firstly, these questions are clearly broad enough to accommodate any kind of distinction between the two. Secondly, branches of this organization are all answerable to the body in China," Mr. Doyle argued, saying that Mr. Duong lied about attending events in China and his relationship with Beijing's Ministry of State Security. "All lies say something about the credibility about the person who's telling them, but some lies say more than that," Mr. Doyle said. "Some lies told that the person knows they can't afford to tell the truth because the truth would reveal too much. The Crown case is not about the donation or even media attention as such. The allegation can be put simply. Mr. Duong's decision to involve Mr. Tudge was made with a view to approaching him in the future. Donation to Tudge. Mr. Duong, a former Liberal Party member, was the president of the Oceania Federation of Chinese Organizations from Vietnam, Cambodia, and Laos. He also held a senior role in the China Council for the Promotion of Peaceful National Reunification, which is affiliated with the CCP's overseas influence arm, the United Front Work Department. In 2020, after soliciting over $37,000 from Melbourne's Chinese community, Mr. Duong reached out to Mr. Tudge's office, saying he wanted to donate the money to help frontline healthcare workers during the COVID-19 pandemic. Mr. Tudge suggested that he would organize an event where Mr. Duong could donate to the Royal Melbourne Hospital. "I suggested to him we would probably get media along for it, that I would coordinate that, and it would be a really positive story for the Australian Chinese community," Mr. Tudge told the Victorian County Court on November 20. "I was certainly hoping to get TV coverage." Mr. Tudge believed that the donation was an opportunity to counter negativity towards Chinese people during the pandemic. Mr. Duong's lawyer, Peter Chadwick KC, argued that the hospital donation was not a covert attempt to influence Mr. Tudge and that his client was solely concerned about local community issues. In November, Mr. Duong pleaded not guilty to the Commonwealth charge of preparing for or planning an act of foreign interference, with his lawyers arguing in the strongest possible terms that his client did not seek to influence Mr. Tudge. The prosecution will now need to convince the jury beyond reasonable doubt that Mr. Duong was plotting to try to influence Mr. Tudge. The maximum penalty is 20 years imprisonment if a person is found to have engaged in conduct on behalf of a foreign principal to influence a political or governmental process under the National Security Legislation Amendment Bill. In his closing statement on December 7, Mr. Doyle said Mr. Duong had been cultivated over a number of years by the United Front Work Department. The United Front Work Department serves the CCP's interests by shaping international public opinion of the CCP, and by monitoring and reporting on the activities of the Chinese diaspora. He's very proud of his Chinese heritage. Over time, the Chinese Communist Party has tapped into these aspects of his character, particularly his patriotism, Mr. Doyle said. There can be no doubt that Mr. Duong has taken to heart the connection to the motherland that the United Front system has been designed to inculcate. The trial returns on December 8, when Mr. Duong's defense lawyer will make his closing remarks to the jury. Nina Nguyen contributed to this report.